No real update on the injuries. The Cassius Vaughn injury is, significant enough, but we're still determining the right course, and we'll keep you posted as we move closer to Wednesday.
Is there any scenario you don't put him on IR?
Like I said, we're still in evaluation thing as far as how we're going to deal with it. And when I have any concrete information, I'll let you know.
Do you ever get nervous going into a game with 52? I know it's just one roster spot.
It's just one less you have to activate. I mean, you go in the game with the same number of guys, 46. So, not really. I've done it before.
Well, why wasn't Adam Weber activated?
We decided not to do that.
We'll talk about just Willis's ability to kind of stay with it. I think he had 11 of 13 carries for 3 yards or less going into overtime. He had overtime starts. He, busts loose. And he kind of said after the game, when he sees other guys tired, that's kind of when he's ready to take it.
Well, I think he's one of those guys. I've had players like that in the past that, it just takes a little time to get a feel for it and then the groove. And, in the run game, that can be particularly true. It's and then there's a wear-down effect on your opponent as well. It's like a little bit of a, body blows in a heavyweight fight. They might take their toll, maybe not in the first five rounds, but in the last five rounds. So part of that just a culmination of, sticking to it, keep pounding it, and, until you open it up.
Now that this stretch of three straight AFC West road games is over, can you look back and give a little perspective on what it means to be able to go into Oakland, Kansas City, and San Diego on consecutive road trips?
I think it's a mindset. It's something that we've stressed as a staff. To go on the road anytime, is difficult duty. And again, it's just, getting guys in that routine, getting them with that mindset. What it's like to go into, foreign territory, and something that I think our guys are starting to develop some confidence in.
And after that stretch, I mean, do you talk about the possibilities of winning the AFC West, of looking at where Oakland is, where other people are doing?
I got asked that question last week, and right now, we're focusing on us. What we got to do each week, each day, each play. We don't want to be distracted by, all the noise. We just try to, stay focused on what we're doing.
Is there a point in the year where you start paying attention to what the other AFC teams are doing?
Well, I think, contrary to belief, we pay attention. But, maybe not to those things.
John, when you were interviewing DA for the job, what impressed you about him, and what has impressed you about him in the job that he's done?
Well, I think, Dennis and the whole defensive staff have done a terrific job. I think, he's, first of all, he's a very sharp guy, knows football, been around good people, has an aggressive style. A lot of the things, he's young, he relates to players well. His background was more on the back end, but he had some working time as far as with the D-line, so I think he understands the, the back to the front, which I think is important, and he's a fine young coach.
How many hours did you meet with him that first day that you down in the basement and he kind of went over things on the chalkboard?
Well, I really wasn't in the basement, but that's where my wine cellar is, but it was on the main floor.
How many hours was that? I remember when coaches didn't have wine cellar.
It's a small one.
More of a rack.
Yeah. Sounds better that way, Jeff. my wife set it up, kind of in a certain room, and set it up like a, like an office with the grease board, pens, everything. So really, she kind of set it up. But we probably met, for 5 hours. I'm going to guess. Don't hold me to it. Just my recollection. It's been a while.
You have a similar background as you did. Mm-hmm. I mean, you started the same progression, didn't you, from the secondary end?
Yeah. I kind of, through experience, have liked guys that have the familiarity of the back end, because there's, it ties into everything. And, having an understanding of that, because big plays do get you beat, and understanding how that works is, in my mind, key.
Can you talk about, like, how you guys, I mean, obviously, you oversee everything, but how you work together to develop a defensive game plan on, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays? Is it mostly him? Is it with the staff? How much input do you have with Dennis? You know, talk about how you work together.
Well, that, I think I've mentioned before is, you know, you hire coordinators, whether it's Jeff Rogers in the kicking game or Dennis Allen on defense or Mike McCoy on offense. You know, you hire guys and let them do their job. And, you know, those guys do, you know, 90% of the work. And, you know, I have input. And, you know, my job description, in my opinion, as a head coach is, you know, to manage all three phases and manage the game on game day. So, you know, I have my hand probably more than they want in all of it. But at the end of the day, they prepare, you know, the offense, defense, and kicking game, you know, game plan it and call it on game day.
So given that 90% that he's, you know, put in for the last several weeks, how impressed have you been with the plans that Dennis has come up with for the last several weeks?
Well, they've done a terrific job, you know, and, you know, it's a whole staff. It's just like, it's not the head coach that does everything. It's not the coordinators that do everything. You know, it's, we've got a good staff, I've said all along, and they do a great job working together. They're good guys, good teachers, good motivators. And, you know, I think, you know, it's the whole staff's, you know, input that's gotten it turned around, and they've done a terrific job.
You have I know you monitor the running backs in terms of carries. Do you have a number for Tim that would make you uncomfortable?
You know, a lot of the things we do, you know, I don't think it's any mystery or based on what the defense does. You know, so sometimes that's hard to monitor. You know, I worry about all of them, you know, as far as, you know, durability and those types of things. But, you know, a lot of ways, you know, the quarterback's more exposed in the pass game than he is in the run game. So, you know, you can't defend yourself. So, you know, again, I'm concerned about everybody's well-being, but there's not a certain number, no.
Time for your weekly How Did Tim Do Throwing the Ball update. I mean, from outside, it looked like probably his – there was significant improvement. Is that?
I think that's a fair assessment. You know, I think, you know, he's getting a better feel, and you know, the old adage: the more you do it, the better you get. And I think, you know, Adam Gase, Mike McCoy have done a terrific job with him. You know, before practice, after practice, you know, and he's done a terrific job of being willing to do all that. You know, the extra work, and you know, it's part of being a pro, and he's proved to be a good one.
On the show this morning, Elway was talked particularly about that third down throw to Eric Decker, mm-hmm. the 39-yard pass. How'd you see that play out, and the way that Tim made his reads?
Well, I think, you know, there's things, you know, it's not a mystery either. There's progressions, and you know, I think with each week he understands that better and knows better how to read defenses, and you know, he's done a good job of throwing good balls. You know. With each week, you know, I see improvement in the passing game, and as that develops, we'll be better for it.
Coach, right after that Decker completion, he found Dante Rosario. Mm-hmm. It seems like in the past few games, especially Rosario's really had an impact late in games, and I know in Carolina, he had that game winner in San Diego. Can you talk about what he's been able to kind of step up in late game situations?
Well, you know, Dante's a very competitive guy, and you know, he is a good athlete. He does have good vertical speed. He's got good hands. You know, he was a guy that was with us early. We went a different direction. Fortunately for us, he was available, brought him back. And, you know, he's done a terrific job. He's a very tough competitor. And, you know, I think he'll kind of just inject in there as we go along.
Seemed like as recently as maybe a month into the season, you were saying that you were still trying to get a handle when people would ask you about the identity of this team. And you would say still getting a handle on it. Within this season now, it seems like of the 32 teams in the NFL, if anybody is identified with a particular brand of football, style of play, maybe you're at the top of the league in that respect in terms of knowing who you are. Have you ever been in a situation before where in the midst of a season you went from not really knowing yourself to maybe being the most identifiable team in the league for the way you're playing?
Well, my only experience was, you know, 9 years as a head coach was at another place. And, you know, you kind of don't know your first year you're doing this. You know, there's no manual on it. And so, you know, I'd been somewhere so long that, you know, I knew the team, knew what they were capable of. You know, the tough part about coming here was we had no off season, so you didn't even, you know, get to walk through the weight room and watch how they worked in the weight room or in the conditioning program. Or, you know, and that's something I'd mentioned earlier. It wasn't just X's and O's and schemes and all that. It's just, you know, knowing guys' makeup, you know what buttons to push, know how they react, you know, what kind of competitors they are. When you don't have them in competitive situations, those are hard to figure out. And, you know, I think there were some growing pains with that early. You know, I'm not talking about just for me, I'm talking about our whole staff. You know, and I think we're just getting more familiar with each other.
Would you be comfortable having this identity, this style, for the next 9 years?
Well, I mean, I just, hopefully the reason you last 9 years is you win. Mm-hmm. All right? People don't give you style points. They just look at your record. So, you know, I might be a little grayer, maybe not as much hair by then, but if I could last 9 years here, I don't care how it happened, I'd be happy.
You're saying you want style points?
No.
You want some style points?
No.
Coach Vaughn had the big run stop in overtime. Mm-hmm. As he progressed into the overall, the all-around player that you guys have been looking for as opposed to earlier in the year when he was struggling?
You know, I mean, whether it's quarterback, outside linebacker, fullback, left guard, you know, this is, you know, the best there is in the world. And when you take a level jump, it's like going from JV to varsity, all right, you're taking a big level jump. So it takes a minute for any young player, you know, and he's gotten better every week. And, you know, I think kind of his body of work kind of proves that, whether it's, you know, run, pass rush, you know, I think he's improved quite a bit from the beginning of the season.
Talking to Andre Goodman last year and even beginning of this year, he wasn't sure he was even going to be with his team. I mean, he was hurt last year, kind of down on how, you know, he played because of the health issues. You guys brought him back. Seems like as time's gone on this season, his play has really picked up. Champ's been matched with basically the main guys, so they've been picking on him quite a bit. Can you just gauge what his play recently?
Well, I thought, you know, Andre probably had, first of all, he's a true pro, you know, a fierce competitor. He's been healthy, knock on wood. You know, probably had his best outing yesterday. And I thought, you know, in the first game we gave up some explosive passes. Now we, you know, gave up some more explosive runs than we'd like. But, you know, as far as the pass game goes, we did better as far as opponent quarterback rating, as far as, you know, yards per pass attempt, the total yards. And part of that was we didn't give up, you know, an abundance of explosive passes, and he was a big part of that.
Coach, that was maybe your third down conversion percentage. Do you think if you passed it more on first and second down, it wouldn't be necessarily obvious blitz or maybe even quarterback draw, you know, tough third down spots that you ran maybe earlier in the game yesterday if the defense was maybe a little looser?
You know, if it was that easy, probably we would, but it's not really that easy.
On the fourth down, was that it? I mean, I know you don't have a lot of time to make that decision. Was that much of a struggle? Were you going back and forth on that one much?
No, we were pretty much in a game of field position, and, you know, we hadn't fared too well, you know, fourth and one thus far, and, you know, we just went the other direction.
What do you think that says, though, about your defense? I mean, I know you weren't here last year, but you watched the tape. I mean, it would almost be unheard of last year to, like, trust the defense, you know, punt and trust the defense is going to hold. The mindset's completely changed, it seems like.
Well, as I mentioned before, it's kind of a proven formula in this league, and you know, it just takes a while to implement, and hopefully we'll stay with that.
We, all of us, and I'm sure all the people watching on TV were a little surprised when the referee didn't know the overtime rules. What was your reaction when he announced that both teams would get possession?
You know, I've known Jeff Triplett. I have great respect for him, and you know, we all make mistakes. I don't think there's too many of us perfect ones walking around. But, you know, sometimes you make errors. And he kind of fixed it after that, so no harm, no foul.
Did you have to say anything to him? Say, hey, wait, somebody.
Well, actually, I'm a little bit closer you know, they don't let me go out there. But, you know, there's officials closer to me that, you know, I questioned and they relayed and he realized it and he fixed it.
Champ was calling the coin toss? Was it Champ? Took over this. He was 2-2,
yeah,
whoever it was.
I'm just glad we won it. Didn't work out that way, but it was. I didn't know that.
Why are you? It's been a couple of games in a row that you've deferred on the opening. Why is that? What's the thought behind that? What do you like about it?
Well, I like the fact that we've won. We're a little bit superstitious. I know it's superstitious.
when you're watching the film of the game, do you ever kind of, maybe if you're by yourself or with your coaches, do you ever kind of shake your head and go in disbelief that you're coming back and winning at the end again? Kind of?
No, because that's kind of the National Football League. I mean, you look across the board and look at the scores, you know, there's a lot more close games than there are those relaxing ones in that fourth quarter. So I think it's pretty much business as usual, really.
When you look at what Eric Decker's done so far, I mean, I don't think a lot of people off the top of your head around the country can say, to name Eric Decker as one of the top scorers in the league. Where do you think he's grown? I know you weren't around last year, but maybe talking to the coaches that have been here, what have you seen in him as the season's progressed?
Well, I did a lot of work on him in my old team, you know, coming out. So we were familiar with him. And, you know, a lot of young players, you know, you evaluate quite a bit coming out of college, and Eric was one of them. In fact, he had a foot/toe issue, and one of our orthopedics there actually did the surgery. So I was very familiar with him as a guy, as a player, what his readiness was going to be for his rookie season. You know, I expected him to take big jumps because he, you know, it's hard enough coming into this league as a rookie, especially at the receiver position, which probably has a bigger failure rate than quarterback. You know, nursing a toe and some of the things he had to go through, you know, you combine those things, it's tough. And he made an impact late in the season a year ago, you know, as a return guy, as a receiver. And, you know, this year coming in, even by the time, you know, finally did report as a league, you know, he was way ahead. And, you know, his work ethic and his preparation in the offseason have been probably second to none. You know, and he's reaping those benefits. So he was primed for a big season, and, you know, we're going to need him down the stretch here.